Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome back to the Old and Bold podcast.
Can I do the intro just now?
You know what? For the first time, okay. So we're going to just keep with the routine, for the new team, Ark's new team. Yeah, I support a new team, and the team's called Houston Rockets. Got it on me, I put it in my pocket. Money so big, can't fit in wallets. Yeah, know that it's Wallace and Gromit. Yo, what's going on? Today, move day, coute, got a new coupe, oute, hule.
All right. Already my favorite intro of all time.
Yeah, no, because that's what we got.
You go, though.
Obviously, my name's Harry Pinero. Happy that you guys are here witnessing us two having a good time. Us two? Ooh, I didn't even say his name. Mm. The one and only.
Darkhead! Woo! It's that bold man, and I know you buzzing. Oh, he got good skin with a good bit. Oh, no, that's Chunks' cousin.
Oh! All right, cool. Darkest, how have you been, man?
Well, alhamdulillah, man. I've been good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was my... been home alone for like the last 3 days. My missus is away. She's on a vacation.
Whoa.
Yeah. So she's enjoying herself. So I've been at home by myself recently. Mm. You know what it is? I'm an only child.
Yes.
I've always said this, yeah. After my wife, the person I like spending time with the most is myself.
Yeah.
I love myself. I get to know myself. I chat to myself.
Yeah.
I'm jokes. You get me? I'm a really, at the core, I think I'm a nice guy. I play rock, paper, scissors with myself. Lost a couple times. It's possible. You can lose.
How?
Easy. So you can do the reflection way, but the reflection, I feel like it always tries to copy you. You get me? So sometimes you got two hands. You get me? So rock, paper, scissors. See? Lefty one.
But how do you decipher which one is you and which one is the other?
I'm the ref. I'm the ref, so it's the hands that verse each other. You get me? Rock, paper, scissors. Ah, 1-1.
Right. But you know what you're going to do.
Not necessarily, no. It just happens sometimes. See?
Who's that?
No, that's the, what's it called? That's
the knife.
No, that's accountability. So I play rock, paper, scissors, accountability.
Oh, okay, so okay, fair play.
That's, you did it.
Darkest, you know, like sometimes I have this thing where I worry what goes up there. What's happening up there?
I mean, bro, do you notice? There's probably, I feel like there's just, sometimes I'm like, I feel like there's just a monkey in there with like the two dishes there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so I can understand.
I'm very one with the wind. You get
one
me?
One with
so,
the wind.
Yeah, I'm one with the wind. So I take day by day. I don't really think about much. I don't stress. You get me?
That's good though.
I'm just chilling.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That you ain't stressing.
Mm.
I was in the gym with my boy, the pushing his chest in.
Yeah, I was.
He lifting heavy.
Yeah, I was.
The 4-5 on me after lifted steady.
Yeah. I killed that nigga in an elevator.
Ooh.
So I did a deadlift.
Oh.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Here's what you're trying to think of.
I shot him in some moving stairs. He went up. That's the real meaning of I'm going to escalate you.
I just got a notification as well. That's and nice. See, look, that was an email. There's an email saying that was a very good bar.
Yeah. And do you mind putting it on silent just so everyone can listen and hear us
bro,
properly? Listen.
Okay, fine, bro. Let me keep stacking thousands. You stay on the treadmill.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I have nothing. I've got nothing.
A treadmill?
I've got nothing.
Come on, bro.
So I've got a new saying.
Mm.
All right.
It's a new saying?
Yeah, a saying.
A saying?
Yes, a saying.
Okay.
And it is, goes as follows. I want that job where I push scared divers out of planes.
What?
I want that job where I push scared skydivers, out of planes.
Why would you want that job?
Don't you think that's an incredible thing to do?
I don't think that's a saying though. I think that's just, that's malice. Like that's just evil. You want that job. Why?
So bad.
Why? Tell me why.
Because I'm eliminating what's holding them back.
Which is?
Being scared to jump off a plane.
Okay.
So I get to go, phew, and they will remember me. If that person didn't push me, I wouldn't have been able to conquer my fear.
You know, if that's your job for life, you could potentially kill someone. But that job is a real thing. But I don't think there's people that push you off planes. I think there's people that attach themselves and you jump off. So if you want to become a skydiving instructor, you can
do
that.
I want to be the person that just goes, yeah.
I don't think that's a job. I don't think that's an actual job that people...
I want to do it though.
So you want to make it a job, and you want to be the person that does it.
Yeah, and I want to be the person that does it.
Why? Because you want to.
I want to help people.
I don't think. Okay.
Because you got to think of it in life. Yeah, people are scared to do things because they're in their own mind.
Okay, what if someone isn't scared to jump? Are you still going
to
push them?
Why would they get on a plane and get to the place where you need to jump?
They've done this before. So let's say someone's done this before, skydiving.
But they haven't done it. Let's say it's the first person and they're getting cold feet.
So you're just getting virgins that come. So no one, yeah. Every client.
And then this one here.
Yeah.
The full force.
Yeah.
Size 11 in your back.
Yeah, Harry, I see jail in your future.
Astaghfirullah.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
I still have to say it though.
Yeah,
even though I know it's a joke.
Yeah, of course. I never want to see you there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so my saying is.
Yeah.
If you're so concerned about someone's past, you shouldn't be part of their future.
Oh.
You get what I mean? I'm very against the whole...
That's amazing, you know?
What's your body count question.
Yeah.
I don't like niggas ask that. Or even girls ask that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why? Like, I'm not there anymore. I'm not doing it. Don't focus on what I did. That's between me and God. You get it? Now, how am I going to move forward with you? How are you going to change me?
I've got another one.
Go on.
Cut your coat according to your size.
I think a tailor does that.
No.
What?
It's a metaphor for only take what you can handle. Don't overdo it.
But sometimes people always assume they can handle more than they can actually handle.
That's why you need to cut your coat according to your size.
Don't bite
off more than you can chew.
Ooh.
4 divided by 4 isn't 0. You thought it was 2.
Yeah. Oh, you're cooking right now. Sorry. Let me go. Go.
I'm part of a duo.
Mm-hmm.
But we move like a crew.
Mm.
Oh,
I saw you sweating.
Yeah, no, I saw it. All right, cool. So that's my saying. Cut your coat until the
Okay, now. Keep going. Do you come here often? What did you say, babe?
Bound.
Nah, I don't even smoke.
Bound, bound.
Yeah, I will come to the bar in a bit, though.
Bound, bound. Bound,
bound, bound. Sorry, the music's too loud. I can't even hear you. Yeah. Hey, take my snap. My snap. What's my number? I can't do that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I feel like I was in a club there.
No, you was. And you didn't get the number. All right. So Squid Game 3, season 3, sorry, is out right now.
I want to talk about this.
Now, I haven't watched it.
What? Why?
I have not watched it. I know that there's a new Fortnite update.
Yeah.
And I've been playing that. Yeah. But I have not watched season 3.
Yeah.
Can you give me
a rough summary? I finished it one day.
Okay, but that's because your wife's not at home right now.
I was bored as shit.
Understood. But can you give me a summary without spoiling anything and without telling me how good or bad it is?
I think that's what a summary is.
No.
What?
You can let me know what is good about it without telling me what's bad about it.
Okay, so...
And don't be mad about it.
Let me try, don't be glad about it. Okay, let me...
When I rap about it, there's smack about it. Mm. There's lack about it. The cracks about it.
Yeah.
The straps about it. Mm. I lack without it.
Okay, so let me say it like this. So the good thing about it is, how do I say this without ruining it?
Please don't ruin it.
Okay, fine. There's Korean people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the good thing about it. We love Korean people.
Yeah, of course.
Very kind people.
Yeah.
I mean, lovely spirits. Bad thing about it is there's few people that die. As you would expect.
Of course. There's always a death in Squid Game.
What I love though, what I loved about it is that there's new games.
Okay.
And the games that they've brought now, like, haven't seen them before.
Yeah.
They're good games. Mm. I mean, that they brought, it's kind of like edge of the seat games, like Raw, like. But you know what it is? You're going to watch that and think, I can do all of these games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But there's always a little twist.
There's always a little twist for the missed ass chist. Yo, chist, why are you chisting? So, I tried.
Right. No, you tried.
I don't really do them a lot.
No, but when you do, it works.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So it's good. And also, there's Korean people.
Yeah. You said this before. Yeah, they're
very nice people.
Yeah.
Some Korean people die as well.
In the show.
There's a lot of, there's some tears.
There are some tears.
Some tears.
That's understandable.
Some tears. Some abuse and power.
Yeah.
You got me? Some characters you're going
to
hate.
Is there an end to this saga?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that last episode, it's like a bit of a raw.
Okay.
I mean, it's like raw. Okay. First. I mean, okay.
Understood.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for your summary, Darkest. That's been great.
Yeah, so I think right before the last scene as well,
if you can just say, yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yo. Don't even do that. Because you've messed up my next 2-3 days. Because it takes me a bit of time to watch shows. You know, with old age and stuff, I've got to do it in stages. You understand?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Would you ever take part in it?
No.
Generally, Squid Game is a real thing. They took random people.
And I die if I... And I
you actually
what's
get
that about, man? No way. No
I reckon I could survive at least Final Four.
But then you're asking to die, chasing money, and you ain't going to see it.
No, nor will your family have any of it. I got a chance, though.
Everyone's got a chance.
Yeah.
But that chance is very, very small. And I don't think that we have the capabilities to be able to do that.
Would you be a snake? I feel like you'd violate people.
No, because...
So would you try and make bridges in there?
Okay, hypothetically, if I was involved...
Yeah, so go on. Hypothetically.
All right, so Darkest, look, I'm just going to be honest with you, yeah? I can tell you don't give a shit about me, and that's understandable, but this is wrong.
sorry.
Okay, man. Would I be a snake? I probably would be a snake to protect myself. Yeah. I think you have to be a snake in that show.
Yeah.
All the people that have been the good people.
I don't know you, bro.
I've never seen you. I would work with you until it's me and you.
Yeah, definitely. So if I see an opportunity to like koala you, I'm going to take it.
But up until then, and knowing that, I won't have no expectations.
Yeah.
I'll stick with you because I know you. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets to the final,
can you stop talking, bro? Like,
okay, cool. So there's some trending news right now. Jeff Bezos has spent over $40 million on his wedding this weekend. Over $1.6 million was spent just on roses. Now, obviously, even though he's a billionaire, do you not think that's a mad amount
Can I be honest with you? Now, if I have a problem with that, people are going to be like, what, because you ain't a billionaire? Like,
I don't give a shit.
I guarantee you, if I had the same bank account he did, I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
I still think I would have had the same wedding I had.
Yeah.
I don't, if you're spending that much on a wedding and that 1.6 mil on roses, bro, you did that more for like publicity. I don't think, like I feel like more has gone into the wedding than the actual marriage.
Understand.
Do you get what
I mean?
Understand
where you're coming from, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm not saying his marriage isn't genuine. I don't know the guy from a microwave. Mm. You get what I mean? But it's, I don't know how, what vision you had for this wedding. Like, what are you trying to accomplish here?
I hear you. Because I do think,
1.6 million roses.
Yeah.
These roses have to cure cancer. Each rose has to, that rose there, if you eat it, diabetes gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And 40 million is a crazy amount for a wedding. However, within...
Context,
he is a billionaire. Okay. So to him, that is absolutely nothing, really and truly.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as we wouldn't do it, maybe because we're not in that financial realm to even think about that as a thing,
mm-hmm.
but what you want from a wedding is a completely different thing. So like when I get married, what I want to have is a very closed wedding in terms of the people that I care about being there to celebrate love. I wouldn't want to have like bare uncles, aunties and all of that other stuff because I just feel like,
actually makes sense because you know if he's a billionaire spending 40 mil is like having a mil and spending
it's not comparable. I think obviously that's why I said context, like he obviously probably wanted all of the family, all of the people that he cares and loves in a remote island or remote place or wherever it was. I don't know where it was, but that's just what he can afford, so I don't have a problem with it. I don't think anyone else should. At the same time,
I don't think him, even if you did it on an island, bro. Look, 1.6 mil on just roses. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to assume everything has a dumb price on it.
Yeah.
Bro, they're just there to look at.
Yeah.
Then you bought a lot of roses. You know what I mean?
Do you know what it is? If this is what happens when people are rich, yeah, people are like, oh, you could have given that money to this. You could have spent that money on something else. And people become financial advisors on someone else's bank account. That is the life he wants to live. That's the wedding that he wanted to create. Now, if he had a...
I don't think he wanted that. I'm going to chat to him after this pod.
Yeah, but you don't know from a microwave,
no,
though.
No, I do.
Okay, cool. If a man's paying for a wedding, he's doing it to make his wife happy. It's for her. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
She's got an agenda.
You reckon?
Let me say this. If she demanded a $40 million thing, saying no, it has to be 40 million. I want all. If all of her demands made it 40 million,
yeah,
that's a bit. I'm sorry. Then you care more about this day than the next day after it.
Cool, but again, I'm on the fence here.
It's mad. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I've just got a different view in marriage because I'd marry my wife under a bridge.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck where I get married. Generally, I don't care.
But then it comes down to who I think you made a valid point there. It depends on what she was asking for the wedding.
Yeah, if because she was like I guess a when snob, you're like, no, it has to be no.
Yeah, when you're marrying, when you're getting married, of course you have to look at what your woman wants, and you know if she might want something extravagant, he has the means to do so. So whatever. But I think if you're in a relationship where you and your wife actually do not care about anything apart from just actually getting married, then that changes things. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of money, but it brings me on to a few questions. What are your thoughts on the 3 month salary rule for engagement rings? Idea that you should spend like 3 months of your salary on a ring.
Okay, now I think that's complete and utter bullshit.
Yep.
Honestly, I don't think you should put a price tag on how much a wedding ring should cost. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I think you should get whatever, but I'll be very honest with you. The whole engagement ring thing to me, it's not, can I be honest with you?
Mm.
I wear this obviously to show people like man's married, but I wear it more for a fashion sense.
Mm.
I like jewelry. Do you get what I mean? So I wear this so I can wear the pinky ring next to it, da da da. If I forgot my engagement ring one day, I would not give a monkeys.
Mm.
Do you get what I mean? Generally wouldn't care because my wife is the proof that, it's all the proof that I need that I'm married. Do you get what I mean? This doesn't mean shit to me. So I'm saying you shouldn't, I don't really care about how much a ring should cost and Like, and who said, wait, a 3 month salary rule for a ring?
Yeah, it's apparently a thing that you should be spending. And I don't know who made these rules or who said that this is what it's got to be, but apparently 3 months salary rule for,
okay, that's now the listen, I'm not, I have been married for a very long time and I don't want to sound like this marriage guru guy who,
yeah,
who's now who's married and then wants to just start dishing out advice and is the master of all. No, I'm still in the learning process as well.
Mm.
But that's bullshit. I'm sorry. That is bullshit. That is actually, like, I don't understand, why is there so much conditions in terms of everything as a lead up? Why is the lead up have so many conditions in terms of the wedding ring, where you have it, what you wear, all of these things? Mm. You put so much pressure into shit that don't matter, bro. Mm. It really, really, at the core of it, doesn't matter. Gender doesn't matter.
It's true, I agree. I've always looked at that, like, obviously people that go and do the extravagant stuff, it is for making that person feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I understand that. I think you should make the person that you're marrying feel amazing for that day, but forever at the same time.
Do you know what I mean?
But it comes down to, again, the relationship that you have with that person.
That's the most important thing.
If the relationship is sustainable without the money, then you know you've got something that's real. And is it going to be, you know, like, especially if you spend a huge amount of money on a ring or the wedding and everything else and guests and all of that other stuff. And then, God forbid, a few years later, you divorce. All you're going to be thinking about is, I spent so much money, hard-earned money on something like that. Whereas, you know, I think if the foundations are strong, you have you spend millions of pounds or whatever.
But then again, I don't think that's I would always say, bro, whenever you're getting into a relationship, don't start planning for when it goes wrong.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if the foundations are not strong, and you go and do that, ultimately things could go left and you automatically, it's like, for example, if I crash my car, all I'm going to be thinking about is, oh bro, it's the fact that it's going to cost me.
Yeah.
Whereas when you spend something on someone and you are with that person forever, it's like me, for example, spending money on my parents or my son. I never think about the money. Yeah. I don't mean it in that way. I mean, like, when you spend money on people that you love, you don't think about it because it's like, you're doing it for them.
I agree.
And I think that is what people, probably Jeff Bezos was doing.
That is you as an individual making that decision. But don't try to follow this fucking shit norm that people have created. It needs to be 3 month salary. Da, 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 da. Do the maths. That's how much the ring should cost. Sit on it and spin. Honestly. All right. No, that pissed me off. I'm sorry.
What's your thoughts on wedding guests wearing white?
I think it's cute. Yeah. I think it's nice. I mean, like, obviously, white's a beautiful color, especially to wear as well. So it's the memories. You want to look like the main attraction. Da 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 da. White dress. I get it. You get it.
What if the man them came to the wedding and was all wearing orange?
No, I wouldn't judge you lots. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You're having fun, man.
Yeah.
Generally wouldn't care. Do you know, this is what I'm saying? You can have any wedding you want.
I feel like you're the right person because you just actually just don't.
I really don't care about weddings, but honestly, don't care. Really, really don't care. As long as I walk out of here with a wife, I don't care how it's done, bro.
Yeah.
You get me? But you know, there's a funny story. One guy said, I think I saw it online. So one kid asked his dad, oh, why does the woman always wear white? And the dad was like, oh, so because, you know, it's the happiest day of her life. White, you know, white is like, you know what I mean? Like a blissful kind of color. Yeah, yeah. Makes her look like an angel. She's happy. She loves it. She loves this day. This is her day.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, that's why she's wearing white. That's what white symbolizes. And he's like, oh, okay. Why do the guys wear black?
Like, what does black symbolize?
Yeah, what does black symbolize? Like, oh, fuck's sakes, man, my life's done.
Yeah, no, but I do like the aspect of the colours, though. It's opposite colours.
Yeah.
Obviously, kids not being allowed at weddings. What do you think of that?
I don't agree with it. I believe, listen, bro, as the whole point of a wedding for me is having my loved ones there, your loved ones, and we come together, create this union and celebrate us both and the conjoining of families, basically, and through us two. Conjoining, is that the word?
Can I
make a word, conjoining?
Conjoining, co-enjoining.
Yeah, yep. Co-enjoining. It makes sense in my head. You knew what I meant.
I know what you meant,
bro. You know what I meant. So conjoining families, it's a beautiful thing. So like if my family, if I love my nephew and my niece and, you know what I mean? And I have like, I don't know, just bare kids that I'm very close to, whether that be my cousins as well, I would love them though. Why would I not want them? Just of course, yeah. I mean, you're just gonna run around.
But where does that come from though? Is that like a westernized thing?
Because you know, it's more, I think girls have a problem with it more than guys with when it comes to kids at weddings, because obviously they kind of, not still attraction, but they can be loud. They can be running around screaming. In the middle of the ceremony, there could be a baby crying.
Okay, well, I heard that then.
You get what I mean? Yeah, so they could interrupt. It's like you're stealing my thunder.
Which
is understandable. I hear it. This day's about you. You bought.
Ooh,
you,
I never thought about that.
So it makes sense. I'm not shunning them for it. So, but I think with guys, we can kind of see like, because obviously, bro, can I be honest with you? Would you care about your wedding? Now, obviously, even before you get married, knowing in the future, inshallah, when you do get married, and if you do have a wedding, do you really think you're going to care about the wedding?
It's more about my future wife.
You just want her to have
I want her to
day.
Be happy.
You just want her to be happy.
And but I will be happy regardless, because I'm obviously getting married. But at the same time, I know that, like, again, it's all down to context of the woman that you're going to marry or the person you're going to marry. Because if they're like, look, I just want a relaxed, chilled marriage, I don't want it to be too much, then it's different. We can make it a spectacle, even though it's going to be chilled. But if she wants a massive wedding, because it's been something she's wanted since a kid, I don't think it's right for me to steal that from her. I think if it's the woman that I want to be with for the rest of my life, then of course I will give her what she wants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? And if she says to me, look, I don't want no kids at the wedding, they can be there after, like once we've, you know, kissed the bride, whatever it may be, or whatever. Obviously for me, it'll be an Islamic wedding. But yeah, I mean, it's like Valentine's Day, for example. Mm. That's not for the man then.
Yeah, it's not.
That's for your partner.
Yeah.
And as much as we do it, it's for them, not for us.
Definitely.
So yeah, I would do whatever my future wife would want, you know? Wow.
That's cute, man.
Bro.
Honestly, like, I just feel like that's the first time you've really been off.
Because sometimes, bro, it's hot, it's all difficult.
Why can't you be like this more, bro?
Because sometimes it's just so difficult.
Yeah, right. So honestly, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
So just, whether kids are there or not, don't really give a fuck. But yeah. I'd like to my kids to be there. I want to, you know what I mean, grab my nephew, throw him in the air, dance around with him, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
They're I don't care family, if they're man. Children. The mill them. I peel them. Mm. Steal them. Mm. Kill them. Drill them. I nail them. Mm. They niggas don't want me. Yeah. I peel them.
Yeah.
Like orange. Yeah. That's a pirate. Yeah. Rest me. Test me. Violate me.
Yeah.
Hit you in your chest piece.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a leg.
Yeah.
All right. So, speaking of weddings, we're in a little wedding situation right now.
Mm.
I don't know why, but we got to do what we got to do. Mm. So there's some Reddit wedding guest stories. I'm going to read them out.
Oh, wedding guest stories from Reddit. Those are the best.
These are going to be, yeah. Okay. All right. So one of my bridesmaids insisted on holding her one-year-old son up during the ceremony.
I don't see a problem with that.
So the bridesmaids, one-year-old son, speaking about the kids.
The bridesmaid walking out.
Yep. So one of my bridesmaids insisted on holding her one-year-old son up there during the ceremony.
Yeah. Okay. Before she walks up, grabbing the ute.
Yeah. Security!
No. I would never do that. But no, that's a bit much. That's crazy. Like, brides, why are you carrying the ute?
Yeah, like, why can't someone else hold
him? No, like, let someone else hold him while he comes out. You're trying to make this day about you and your kid now.
No, that's okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not okay at all. Yeah, I'll be never. Like, listen, I'm sorry, look, love you, love your son, your daughter, but not.
It's bridesmaid, not bride's mother.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Be a mother
so
after you walk down.
So you chill out. You stay where you are, or you might not be the bridesmaid.
Yeah, exactly. Never. How about don't talk to me after today?
Yeah.
I mean, I love your kid, not the time and place though. So the next one is, my sister made my dad leave right before the reception dinner to go to get her dog from daycare, causing him to miss out on most of the dinner. Okay, was now the sister, is the sister the one getting married?
I have no idea, brother, but.
Okay, so look, my sister made my dad leave right before the reception dinner to go get her dog from daycare, causing him to miss most of the dinner. I feel like he bus-cased her.
He's missed his daughter's wedding, essentially, bro.
The reception
dinner. Like, that's like where all of the family are unwinding.
I've seen her dinner every day, man.
But like, to go and get the dog is crazy work.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not even my fault. If this is what you wanted me to do, I did it for you.
Fair play to the dad. Obviously, he's a soldier. It's my daughter's special day.
I'll be real. Obviously, I'd feel like a little, okay. But you can never threaten me specifically, with time by myself.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean,
I need that.
Yeah, I need that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I get to drive away from here.
Would it be the slowest drive ever?
And not talk to anyone? And I get to get in my car and listen to music.
But when you have a daughter, inshallah, or a child.
Yeah, it's probably going to be different. It's probably because I don't have any kids right now.
You would
yeah.
want to be there. Yeah. You wouldn't want to miss anything. But at the same time, you want to make your daughter happy. Your daughter wants a dog there.
Yeah.
So
my daughter wanted my dog there. She was happy. It makes her happy. I went to go do that.
Yeah.
It's not like you want to go doze
off. And she will remember that.
Yeah, she would.
She would. She would. Yeah.
yeah. So it's her fault. It's her guilt.
Yeah, it's her fault. She'll think about it in 6 years.
Stupid bitch.
Okay, fair.
Sorry.
My older sister was bawling her eyes out at the bridal party table in the center of the room about how she's going to be single forever. Oh. Oh.
Okay, now. What you want? Can I be honest with you?
Go on then.
It's good to have moments like these, like bridal parties and baby showers. You know, I used to be against them, innit?
Really?
Yeah, because I always thought, if you're doing like a bridal party, I always think something can go wrong. You know what I mean? I'm not a pessimist, but I'm always thinking, in case something does go wrong and you don't get married, you're going to feel like an idiot for having this party.
Mm.
You get what I mean? Same thing with baby showers. Like if you have a baby shower, obviously you're celebrating the baby, your intentions are good, fine. But something could go wrong. And if it does, you're going to feel bad for having a baby shower. Mm. Do you get what I mean? So I feel like celebrate once it's done.
Yeah.
I don't feel like...
No, I still think everything is like... There is... It's just a routine that people have. Before I have a child, baby shower.
Yeah.
Before I have a bridal party or a hen do or whatever it may be.
I used to be against it, but now I can kind of see the
appeal behind that. Yeah, there's a celebration in it. It's like... I want to have the people that's going to be in this person's life or our future forever until we die. So I want to have those people. I'm not against it. I think it's, you got to understand, when you're a man and when you're a woman, there's things that have been done before you was even born. And it's things that you just got to follow tradition.
Yeah.
So for example, when you announce you're getting married, you go to your nearest and dearest.
Mm-hmm.
We might all take you out for food. That's just a tradition that we've got between each other to say, bro, thank you. You get me. You're doing a thing. You're signing your contract. You are
hanging up your boots.
You are. That's you.
Yeah.
There's a celebration in that because we are happy to see you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same as baby shower. Obviously, we're not women, so the reasons are completely different. But I think it's one of those things you just got to understand.
Okay. I feel like we missed the actual thing. So my older sister was bawling her eyes out at the bridal party in the center of the room about how she's going to be single forever. Now you need to. I'd cut her off.
Your sister? Your brother?
Yeah, nah. Okay, maybe not cut her off.
Yeah.
I'd violate though.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
Not then though. I wouldn't do it then.
No. Okay. This is what I'm saying. Timing is so important.
Mm.
Very important. You chose a day that I'm celebrating myself, that I found someone, to cry about how you can't find someone.
I reckon there was alcohol involved. I usually think when there's like, people do things that are just like, whoa, control yourself.
Yeah.
Because all you got to do is get up, go to the toilet and cry.
Mm-hmm.
But to do it in like amongst so many, there's friends and family.
I wouldn't cut her off.
You can't, bro. It's family, bro.
I'd kick her up.
Yeah.
I'd kick her up. I'd be like, yo, get out of here, man.
No, what I'd do is I'd get my parent or whatever it is. I'd say, mom, dad, go take her.
Yeah, take her, please.
And chat, let her know she's flipping. I'm fuming right now. But I'm not going to let you mess up my day.
Yeah.
That's what I would be on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, in the back of my mind though, it will be there.
It'll be, I'll remember this forever.
Like, I'll be like, you did
selfish
that.
Little fuck. I'm like, so you weren't crying all day, you weren't crying yesterday, da da da. Bridal show, you want to cry about how you can't find someone.
It's a bit mad. It's like, if I see someone that I love happy, yes, it can make me feel like I want this, but not to cry.
Mm.
Because that is borderline, I won't say hate, but it's like, you're being envious of what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And if I didn't have this, you probably wouldn't cry.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And if you haven't done it in any other situation, then why me? I'm your sister.
Yeah.
She get me or brother or whatever it may be. Yeah, that's
stupid.
Time is precious and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Bitch.
All right. Some of my extended family didn't like the food at the wedding. Not only did they complain loudly about it all day, they ordered Uber Eats delivered to the wedding venue during the reception. Okay.
The disrespect.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
So you got a random don just coming in and saying...
I did go to a wedding once where they serve KFC.
Really?
Yeah, the nikah. It wasn't a wedding. It was like the ceremony, basically. The reception.
Oh, no, but that's fine, though.
Yeah, they brought KFC. So we usually, I thought it was like a rice joint. So, but I think one time it was just bare KFC. People were fighting.
Yes.
Yeah, hella fighting. bare people.
You can smell them?
Yeah, yeah, literally. So like, bro, I'm telling you.
Was you one of them?
What's it called? The guy was on stage with like oil around his mouth. Yeah,
you know, I don't have the energy for it today. No, generally, I don't have energy. So like.
Yeah, he had literally. And we had to tell him, like, yeah, well. Yeah, it's like, oh, shoot.
Fairs, though. Yeah. Fairs.
KFC, like, imagine.
But that's another thing. It's like down to, obviously, food's dead. It's dead, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't like with the food.
And if you're hungry, I hear it, but do it like, be
I
subtle.
Eat before. I always eat before.
No, but remember, okay, imagine, yeah, like you had breakfast, but you're there for 3-4 hours. You're going to get hungry, bro.
I'm going to get hungry, but I know I'm going to eat after this. I'll eat a hearty enough breakfast for me to be okay, like for a bit. You get me?
Now, me personally, bro, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to do it in the most subtle way that you won't even clock.
I'll put food in my car. I'm like, right, let me just go get something.
Yeah, I'll order it outside. I'll be like, oh, shit, I need to go sort my car out.
Yeah, I wouldn't let it be known.
And then I'll come out with hella energy. You know I'm full. I'm good. I'm good.
No, but I think that's mad. If you made it vocal, like, yeah, man, ordered Uber Eats, it's outside. Da, da, da. Yeah. There's some shit people in this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, they
man.
Are. They are.
Mm. Next one is the best man giving the toast at the reception and saying the groom's first wife's name instead of the current one.
Oh.
So the best man's given a toast. He said his man's first wife's name instead of the one he's married.
All right, so you see the girl, if she don't stone cold stunner him, yeah?
No.
Or bottle
him. That's a bit
like, mad. I would fully understand if she crashed out. I would fully understand if she crashed out, bro.
No.
My day, you're speaking about my... Like, come on.
No, but he didn't do it on purpose. It was a mistake.
Still, come on, man. Bro. Okay, it's a mistake. Cool, but that's a stupid mistake.
I like to find the humor in things. Like, oh, you know what I would have done? She'd be like, oh, so yeah, we just want to thank Melissa. Oh, sorry, not Melissa, Caitlin.
Yeah, but...
Okay. I would laugh and be like, Melissa, nah, fuck that bitch. It's my turn. You know what I mean? You make a joke about it,
nah,
man.
Nah, I couldn't. I wouldn't. I would look at my dog like, bro, the one time.
Yeah.
The one time I ask you to just deliver. Why are you saying someone else's name?
It's probably not
going to
be one time. It's going to be the second time. That's why he said Melissa the second
time.
Yeah,
he's thinking about Melissa.
Yeah, he wants Melissa.
He wants Melissa.
The best man might want Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's why he was thinking.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
That's bad.
All right. So obviously we are halfway through the year. Mm-hmm. It is the 1st of July today as we are recording. So we're going to do a mid-year awards. All right. And we're going to go through certain categories and we're going to be awarding the best parts of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, the best song of the year so far for you?
I don't think I've heard a song this year that I've liked. I'm trying to look for my thing.
Where's my
thing? To see if there's
Let me do the same. That I've been crashing out to. I've been like, yeah, this song's unreal. Yeah. All right, so my song that I would say best song of the year so far, obviously there hasn't been a lot of great songs being released this year, right, in comparison to previous years. But Why Love by Asake is a song that whenever I hear it in my car, I never skip. And I heard it last night for my friend's birthday and I was just like, I willed it. I was just like, bro, this song is just perfect for me. Mm. I love it. So I will go with Why Love by Asake.
No, I listen to that song on the way to the gym. No, I generally know the song.
Same mums?
This guy, bro, you just never believe anything I say.
Say Mums.
Okay, what's the song called? Asake what?
Say it.
No, Asake, what's the song called?
You say it because you said you've listened to it.
No, but say the song one more time.
What's the song that you said you listened to?
No, because Asake's got a lot of songs. There's a lot going through my head right now. I just genuinely forgot what you said.
Why Love?
What? Come on, bro.
Go on, how does it go?
Why
Yeah, man. Okay, whatever. You know when I know when you're capping?
Knew what it was from the start.
Asake singing like that, yeah?
Who's Asake?
Come on.
I genuinely don't know who Asake is.
Please.
No, Asake. Asake. How do you spell his name?
Asake.
Oh, so it's Asake.
Asake.
Okay, but you pronounce it Asake.
Yeah. So you've never heard this song?
I've heard this. As soon as you said that, I was like, I've heard this song.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sorry guys. Harry just played me an Asake song. I've heard him before.
Okay.
But I just didn't put a name to the face.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
So what would your song be, or the air be?
I don't really have one.
Okay.
So yeah, well, most of my songs from last year, there's an artist I run to. Do you know about Kid Laroi?
Yes, of course. He's from Australia.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't know where he's from. I don't know. I don't look into people's backgrounds like that.
Yeah.
You hear me? I just listen to their music. So Kid Laroi has actually been an artist I've been listening to quite recently. I like him. You know what I mean?
What song would you say is your favorite of him?
It's called Girls.
Girls, yeah?
Yeah, Girls.
Kid Laroi Girls.
Yeah, Kid Laroi. Cool. I love that song.
Fair Girls play, just want to dance. Fuck your ex, man. I'm the man now. Think I feel bad. He was fan now. Is that his, yeah, there he goes. God, okay, yeah. That's a little flow there.
You've been too nice.
Why are you rolling your body when you do that, though?
You have to roll your body.
You don't have to.
It's Kid Laroi.
Yeah. All right, see this one, though. Thank you. All right, weirdest trend of the year so far. All right, so I've got a trend that I hate, yeah? It's not even like I hate it. It's weird when I watch it. It's the picture of two people, and it goes, it's on TikTok, and they go, AI, what does AI think will happen next? And then it could just be someone like just fighting each other. Mm-hmm. That trend's weird because I see some mad random things. So I would say that's the weirdest trend.
Okay, weirdest trend for me is also an AI one. They'll get a picture of two people and randomly start making them lip sync, and it looks too legit. Have you seen that?
Nah.
Harry, I swear to God, it is disgusting. They'll get a picture of, for example, of me. I don't even want to use me and you. Mm. They'll get a picture of
Lara and Amy.
Yeah, Lara and Amy. No, because now I'm going to...
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to go down that road. So it's going to be you and Chunks. They'll get Chunks.
Don't do that. No.
They'll get Chunks and AJ.
Yeah, perfect.
They'll get Chunks and AJ Chappelle. Yeah. A picture of just them standing like that, normal, as friends. Randomly, they just hug each other and just start sucking face.
Snoggy woggy.
And it looks so legit. They do that all the time.
Yeah, these AI things are crazy.
I need to ask them to make one with me Old and Bold.
All right, cool. I've got
Old and Bold, yeah.
The next one is best trend, yeah? Have you seen the AI one, yeah? And it's like a 5-second conversation, so...
With a lion and a gorilla.
No, so I've seen one specifically,
yeah?
Man.
Yeah,
now, some of them are very bad, though. Like, one of them was like... it's a Somali lady, and she's like, oh, I can do a smart whip in 5 seconds.
Oh my goodness.
And then she goes, I'm taking lean to Park Royal. Yeah.
He's like, oh. Have you seen the one where he's in the car, rolls out the window, who are smart whips? And then 7 Somali girls like, yeah.
That trend is mental.
Nah, that is fucking, this one here.
That is a mental trend.
Y'all scared of squirrels? Man, I saw a human running from a squirrel the other day.
A squirrel?
Bro, if y'all scared of squirrels, don't even come to the jungle. We got lizards out here with attitudes.
Why is the lion laughing like
that? No, that is hilarious. Biggest beef from this year, if any?
Best beef for me so far online. It's got to be Ginger and Sharky.
Yeah?
Ginger Sharky is up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they actually made me believe that they hate each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same here.
Yeah, I mean, but... Green Army!
Green Army!
Green Army!
Green Army! No, that didn't go that way.
Start, yeah,
just, no, I'm sorry.
You need to know when the full stop is.
Yeah. All right.
So yeah, Sharky and Ginger for me. Because that made me care about Baller League so much more.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
It got personal.
Yeah, yeah. I want to have my own team in Baller League, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to try to put my foot in and just be like, please. I might say please.
Okay.
The Dark Horses. I need that. Dark Horses. Or the Darkettes.
Darkettes?
Or the Darkettes, yeah.
It's Darkest, but Darkettes.
Yeah, Darkettes. So it's the S and the T. Darkettes. Yeah, I'm a Darkett. Yeah, I'm a Darkett. Me and my Darkest with the Darkettes.
That's cold.
Darkest with the Darkettes. It's like a tongue.
And the Darkest, Darkest.
Yeah, yeah. Darkest, Darkettes.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I think that will work.
Yeah, so Darkettes.
All right, main character of the year so far?
Monkey D. Luffy.
Bro, come on, man.
What?
Bro, not every year, One Piece, bro. Not every year. I want to say Harry D'Souza.
Oh, from Mobland.
Harry D'Souza.
Harry D'Souza.
Tom Hardy.
Me, it would probably be Joe from Lioness. I think she's so good.
She's incredible.
She is amazing.
Yeah. If you haven't watched Lioness, go watch that. She's incredible.
Or Day of the Jackal, the main character. I like his weirdness.
He's demeanor.
But Lioness... Oh my God, what's
so
good?
Did I show you about that? You showed me about it.
I showed you Lioness.
Don't shout though.
Yeah.
All right. Best meal you've eaten this year?
Oh my days.
I'm trying to think about what I've had that's been incredible this year. And I've been like, oh my God, I need to go back again. I had a lobster linguine from a restaurant that I told you about, but I won't disclose it here.
Oh, next to the other place.
Yeah. Oh, my days.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day.
Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Every time I have that meal, there's nothing on the plate. I absolutely clean it to the brim. So I would go that.
Okay, now for me, it would probably be just after Eid, basically, mm-hmm. just after Ramadan. Me and my missus went out to Novikov.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Novikov plenty of times.
Yeah.
That day specifically, I feel like they say, yo, let's put a little bit of heroin
in
the meat.
Yeah.
It's, I can remember it.
Do you remember my wife and kids?
What?
When she goes,
Yup. Now, obviously, I'm not. Novikov is a high end restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I love it.
Yeah.
Generally, it's number one on my list forever.
Yeah.
That, and I'm not trying to just give promo to people, but you know, actually, I'll give promo
to Novikov. Are you going to say Zuzu?
No. Zuzu's good.
Yeah.
There's another place called Meat Bros. I'm just putting people on right now, okay. But it's meat as in M-E-E-T, bros.
So you go there to meet bros?
Yeah, so you meet the bros there. Okay. Malaysian joint.
All right.
Phenomenal. I haven't taken you there, have I?
No, you haven't.
Okay, so my birthday is coming. We should just go there as for back.
Okay, yeah,
wallahi,
cool.
On my life, fantastic munch.
Okay, we'll try it.
I love it.
Why though? A bit why?
I personally love
but
it.
But it's fine.
You like pasta?
Ooh.
Then you love this place.
I just mentioned Lips de Linguini.
Yo, Lips de Linguini, man. They got that as well.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
So we are wearing items of clothing. Remember these items of clothing because you will see them next week with our special guest. Now, if you don't know who our special guest is, kind of have a little guess.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to wait and see.
Yeah, because we don't want to show you anything. What we're going to do is we're going to...
I do not want to reveal what we have planned.
Yes.
So that we can move forward amicably.
Yeah, that's the thing here. What we do here, we like to give you consistency and bring people that we think are good for the podcast that we have built,
and
Dake. So, next week...
It's all about the saucepans.
Yeah, the saucepans.
It's all about the saucepans.
And there's a theory behind why we do what we do.
There's a theory. I love the theory.
So with that being said...
I don't want to dibble and dabble across what we are talking about, but you just have to wait and see.
I don't want to dibble and dabble. I'm good with my words, but I can't play Scrabble.
Yeah.
When I had my son, he didn't speak, he babbled.
But when I said a joke, he laughed, he cackled.
Ah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
If there was a fire, I would be in the booth.
Ooh. I had a mouth, but I had no tooth.
Ah. You are winning, you cannot lose.
But you are the one, I am the two.
Ah, I told you already, we are not a duo, we are a crew.
How can you have a crew with two people? I gave the first one, now it's time for the sequel.
Oh, that means it's a movie.
Ooh.
That is kind of good. Back in the day when it was in the 70s, it was groovy.
Back in the 70s, it was groovy because we had the cocaine.
Ah.
Burning the building with propane. Are you insane?
Am I?
Membrane.
In the what?
Then can you carry on?
I will now.
Yeah.
He said, am I insane in the membrane?
Yeah.
Before I had a car, I used to take train.
Ooh.
I used to use the Bekalu.
Yeah.
I'll take a pool.
Yeah.
I don't care where I do it.
He doesn't care what he do it, but he tries.
I do.
I'm going to go to the gym and hit shoulder and tries.
It doesn't make sense to walk out and go and eat fries.
Well, it doesn't make sense why you're telling the truth, just telling lies.
Ah. Yeah, big boy, did you eat all the pies?
Pies? Why do you keep saying the one I'm about to say? You keep reading my fucking mind, you know? Shit, man.
All right, guys, listen, we'll be back on the next episode next week with a special guest. Thank you so much for every single person. Again, thank you for getting us.
Hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. Guys, well, just be careful on the roads, you get me? And hey, can I ask you a question? People say, don't run with scissors. Why? Like, you know how that's like a thing? Like, don't piss in the wind, don't run with scissors. Why do people say don't run with scissors?
Well, I guess what?
Yeah.
Someone's going to let us know in the comments.
No, but I'm just saying, like, why not? Why is it scissors specifically? No, but like, why is scissors specifically? Is it because you might drop the scissors and cut something? Or is it like, because you're running with scissors and then you do that and then you could fucking hit yourself in the eye? Harry, I'm making a point here, bro. Okay. Not much to do around, is it? Take care, guys.